brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are fully loaded with information warfare weapons. We are over the target. The military-industrial complex, owned by the big criminal offshore banks, trying to destroy human free society and on its ashes build their world government. We are resisting it big time. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the first day of February 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny pops in later in the next hour with an update on flu vaccines and other vaccines and adverse reaction reports all over the world. David Icke, to give us his interesting perspective, joins us in the third hour on what's happening with the global economy, what's going on in the Middle East. In Jordan, the monarchy has replaced the government in reaction to protest. That, again, is a big ally of the West. So there is certainly a real rebellion going on here. And I think what's really happening is the West has got its pre-placed people knowing that there's rebellion against all of these dictatorial regimes. And so that once the rebellion starts, they can then try to channel it into a new puppet, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, similar to the two-party system that we have here. But certainly there's real reasons for people to be revolting, and that is the economic deprivation that's going on, predominantly over dollar devaluation globally, driving up food prices on a planetary scale. So we're going to be discussing all of that today, the latest on what's happening in Egypt. We're also going to get into people like the new governor of California, says that they must raise taxes or California could go the way of what's happening in Egypt. It's actually overtaxation that's hurting California. No one can deny that and causing people to flee the state like they're fleeing Michigan, New York, and other big tax and spend areas like Illinois. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, there's an interesting article here out of the San Diego news today, and its document shows safety concerns slowed fluoridation. And reading this article, basically there is a rebellion going on inside the San Diego government. This is out of the San Diego Union Tribune, their big paper, where their own scientists are saying, don't put this in the water. You know it's toxic. You know it's dangerous. And so there's been an internal fight inside the city, and that's why they're several months late on putting this stuff into the water supply. But because of federal funds greasing the skids, they're going ahead with that. And speaking of health care, obviously, judge rules against health care law yesterday and cites in his 70-plus page paper in the ruling Obama on CNN and other debates, but predominantly a CNN debate where Obama said, hey, we can't make people get health care. You know, can we make people buy houses so they're not going to be homeless? And the judge went on to say, yeah, can you make people eat broccoli? Well, that's what this authoritarianism is. If they can tell you what type of toilet you're going to have, if they can tell you what type of light bulb you're going to have, sounds reasonable, then it's what type of house you can live in, how many children you can have, how much carbon dioxide you can exhale. This is the authoritarian 21st century model of all of this, and so that's coming up as well. Obviously, we have this up at Infowars.com. It's also up on Drudge Report. Chuckie Schumer came out a couple days ago and said that there are three branches of government, the House, the Senate, and the Executive. Of course, that's two branches of government. He listed the legislative as bifurcated it into two. Two branches of government along with the executive and ignored the judicial. So we're going to be getting into that clip. Also, the environmentalists, the fake environmentalists, are running around claiming the freezing weather is a response to global warming. But don't worry, you can pay them taxes.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. And after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome again. Thank you for joining us. It is the first day of February 2011 on this Tuesday edition. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be popping in for about 15, 20 minutes at the start of the next hour to give us an update on some of the vaccine reactions that are happening and the latest on the globalist attempt to establish forced inoculation all across this country, but also worldwide. And the rest of the broadcast will be dealing with news and information. There is a lot of it. First off, I want to get into Obama and the government health care plan, and I want to go back to a video during the debates with Hillary where he said, look, you can't make people buy health insurance just like you can't make people buy a home so they won't be homeless. And you can't have penalties on people. Well, he went ahead and, of course, later went along with all that. But the federal judge in this latest ruling cited Obama's own statements. And the judge went on to say, you can't make people eat broccoli. I mean, if the government can do this, they can make you eat broccoli. Well, that's the whole point. They are deciding what type of light bulbs we can have, what type of toilets. They're openly saying they want to decide how many kids we can have. This is the nature of a command and control plan society, command and controlled society. Also, they have the Federation of American Scientists, and the woman could hardly say it with a straight face on CNN. Saying that the freezing weather we're seeing as a result of global warming and all of the evil carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere. That's coming up. We have Chuckie Schumer not knowing the three branches of government. You know, I tend to think he does know the three branches, but they like to practice ignorance out in front of everyone, basically washing the public's minds in disinformation. It's part of the globalist religion to put out disinfo and to keep the general public in the dark so that we just swim in a sea of disinformation so that we're confused and can't ever wrest control of society away from these bloodthirsty control freaks. So that is all coming up as well. Obviously, we're going to be getting into the Egypt situation and the one and the only David Icke will be live with us in the last hour of the broadcast today. But first, I wanted to get into some very good news. And this is out of the major newspaper in San Diego. And the San Diego newspaper, the San Diego Union Tribune, has the headline here, "Documents Show Safety Concerns Slowed Fluoridation." Now, the headline should be "Revolt Within the City." Because as you read deeper into the article, it says that scientists and people working in the health department were concerned about the fact that EPA scientists, FDA scientists have testified in Congress. They admit children are getting way too much fluoride, that it's in the food, that it's used as a pesticide on the different crops, and that we're bioaccumulating it, and that it's very, very toxic, and that the type of fluoride they're putting in the water is toxic. But the article kind of spins it that, well, what's happened here is there were some safety concerns, and so this was supposed to happen a few months ago, but now San Diego, the biggest city in the U.S. to not fluoridate, they're moving to put it in. San Antonio only put fluoride in 6-7 years ago. I mean, the people there aren't stupid. It's taken the government since the 1950s until now to fluoridate 71% of this country. Just a few years ago, it was 68%. And they've got close to 70% in England fluoridated. They've got more than half in Germany fluoridated. And again, it's not because they care about you. It reduces fertility. It causes brain damage. It causes bone cancer. This is not debated. The government admits this. But they hope you don't look into it. But think about how we have these facts. And all we've got to do is continue to present them at city council, present them at county commissioners, present them at the state houses, and turn the power of the grassroots loose against the big chemical company lobbies who would have to store all this toxic waste. But voila, they sell it to you as a health benefit, and now they don't have to store the toxic waste. They can put it directly into your water. And what's so deadly about sodium fluoride from the medical doctors we've talked to and the endocrinologists and others is that it's an adjuvant. It accelerates and supercharges all the other toxins and chemicals and free radicals and Grignard reagents that are already in the water that are added along with the sodium fluoride. That's another big hoax. You're told this is pharmacological, you know, pharma-grade fluoride, sodium fluoride. No, it's not. And you do need just tiny trace amounts of calcium fluoride. You need tiny trace amounts of lead and mercury. These are way above those tiny, tiny trace amounts, and it's a key compound that bioaccumulates over time in the tissues, in the organs, and the bones. But you can go read this article. Utility officials said the slowdown highlights how the safety system worked, though the document suggests some city leaders were disturbed by the timing of the deferral. San Diego was 3 days away from starting fluoridation in December 22nd when senior operator and supervisor Jim McVeigh said the schedule had precluded hands-on training by system operators before the process went live. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently updated information about the fluoridation of water, saying that it actually causes dental fluorosis and should be cut from 1.2 parts per million to 0.7 parts So they're certainly starting to back off on that front. So good news there. And the people in San Diego, just continue to put pressure on government and get the facts out. You can reverse this. They've tried to just laugh at people for 60 years and bring up the medical science. It was scientists and doctors that brought it up back in the 50s and said it was dangerous. And they've been laughing at us for all these decades, but now the mountains of evidence are crushing their lies. And so victory is in our hands if we just take it. Now, speaking of health care, what it's like to have a government controlled by big banks that own the insurance companies who wrote the health care law to make 30-plus million Americans buy their overpriced products. That's what this was really all about. But then they wrap it in a socialist, loving veneer so that people believe that who are on the left, that they're actually helping someone. But the truth is, the big banks that own the insurance companies on record wrote the health care plan. They wrote it, they created it, and they pushed it out there. And it's got mandates to give you multi-$1,000-a-year fines if you don't go out and get it, to attach your paycheck. And it allows the big insurance companies that control the HMOs to write policy with through a computer telling your doctor, your dentist, what procedure they can do. So the bureaucracy diagnosing you in, quote, cost cutting. Once they socialize things, once they get us dependent on each other, then they can have social control. They can say what you can eat, what you can drink. Then now they've got to monitor you because you're part of the collective and why your behavior is costing other people money. That's one of the big pitfalls of collectivism. And then it always pushes this surveillance grid. And then they can bring in the one-child policies. Then they can bring in the death panels, the case for killing granny. Out of one side of their mouth, they say there's none of that going on. Out of the other side, Newsweek, Time Magazine, New Yorker Magazine, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, yeah, kill granny, hire 10 teachers. They're selling you the collectivist model that if somebody dies, you get ahead. So it's a cannibalistic worldview. I mean, I hear liberals, mainline liberals all the time on talk radio saying the pie is this big and doesn't get any bigger. And so if you're going to get ahead, somebody else has got to lose. And why if there are these ultra rich people with this much of the pie, why that means it's taking away from your pie. As long as wealthy people have free market systems and actually hire people and actually produce products or ideas or services, it actually grows the economy. That's basic economics, and the globalists know that. But it is the super robber baron elite who have always waged war against the middle class, against the merchant class, against the shopkeeper class, against the cobbler class, people that made shoes and clothes in their own little shops, because they can become independently successful and independent of the system, and now they don't need a letter of mark. And if you look at, say, Bass Beer, it says the oldest official copyright in England. And you actually look at that mark for Bass Ale, and it's a letter from the Queen, an authorization in 16-something, I don't have one of the beers in front of me, to be able to brew beer. You had to get a license from the Queenie. Now, how powerful does that make the Queen? That to be able to brew beer, you've got to have her authorization. To be able to take your ship out of the bay into the English Channel to engage in trade, you've got to have a license. To be able to fix your house, you've got to have a license. To be able to grow crops, you get a license specifically for what you can grow under feudalism. Oh, you're in with the king. You're in with the king federal government. You're in with the titular head, the figurehead of the banking imperium, Barack Obama. Oh, you're McDonald's, or you're the big lobbying groups. You're the big unions. Oh, you get waivers from the health care. You don't have to pay for health care for your employees, but everybody else does. Again, everything that is old is new again. Everything that is new is old. Everything we're seeing has been done over and over and over and over again, and we know what it is. It starts with a T, a big T, a capital T, and No, it's not Tyrannosaurus rex, the tyrant lizard, the terrible lizard, but it's a something very similar. It's called tyranny, and it's called mob rule by a mafia criminal syndicate. And if you want to be able to wipe your nose or get married, you've got to get a license to do it. This is not land of the free.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The dependency game, the feudalism game, is very simple. Special interest, go in, buy off the government, and then have the government mandate that the people basically pay taxes directly to those private interests. All over the U.S., foreign interests come in, buy off the politicians, have toll roads put on existing roads, and levy taxes directly on the citizenry. And that's what the Health Care Act is. But the Republicans would not attack it from truth. They attacked it and claimed it was communism. which is bad enough. No, it was fascism written by the insurance companies owned by the big banks, forcing 30 to 34 million, depending on what numbers you look at, to go out and buy this. But then insiders, they don't have to purchase it. Again, an unfair trade advantage, the essence of tyranny. How are we a free society if the government can order us to get health insurance? Can the government, as the federal judge pointed out, make us buy a home to end homelessness? We're going to play part of the clip from the debate in 2008 with Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, where he basically brought up that very point, and that's what the judge, Roger Vinson, put in his 70-plus page, 78-page ruling yesterday. And it's very fundamental. You know, this supposed free society was only free to a certain extent for a little over 100 years. And since then, they've been steadily eroding it. We didn't have property taxes until the last 60 years or so. And now all over the country, they're raising property taxes where people can't even own homes. I mean, it's becoming insane. A small home of $100,000, even in rural areas. I've seen the numbers. You've seen them. You've lived it. You know, they may put a $5,000, $10,000 fee on that. You're paying rent on your home. These are things that unfree nations have always had. And we have to recognize that what made this country so wealthy is being dismantled. But let's go ahead and play the clip of Obama in the debate with Hillary, and then a year later, he starts trying to ram through the health care law, which they successfully got through last year, which does have the fines if you don't get health care, which does force you to get the health care, which does everything he said was so bad. And the judge has rightly put this in his ruling, pointing out the blatant hypocrisy. Here it is. Again, what did candidate Obama say about mandated insurance during the Democratic debates? And here is that clip.
Senator Clinton has a different approach. She believes that we have to force people who don't have health insurance to buy it. Otherwise, there will be a lot of people who don't get it. I don't see those folks. And I think that it is important for us to recognize that if, in fact, you're going to mandate the purchase of insurance and it's not affordable, then there's going to have to be some enforcement mechanism that the government uses. And they may charge people who already don't have health care fines or have to take it out of their paychecks. And that, I don't think, is helping those without health insurance. That is a genuine difference.
But now what does he say about the health care law? Well, now the health care law that they passed does have the fines and fees and does persecute people who don't get it. Now, remember Hillary at the time. Even though we had the legislation that she'd proposed back in the mid-90s, even though we had the legislation that the Democrats were already promoting that said $5,000 fees, garnishing of wages, she said that it wasn't true, hoping that you wouldn't go read the bill. Well, what is now law in this country? What are they now preparing to try to implement in the next 2 years? It takes time to phase it in as it's fought through the courts. They're trying to put exactly what they said they weren't going to do into place. And Obama, in the same debate, went on again to say, and it was a good line, it was a zinger, but now it's being used back against him. He said, look, if I mandated as president everyone buy a house, would that end homelessness? How do you make someone buy a house who doesn't have the money to buy a house? Most Americans don't have the money to buy a house unless they go to some, you know, rural place where you can, you know, maybe buy a house for $30,000, $40,000 that's got the roof falling in on it. I mean, how do they do this? How do they try to force this? And it's completely unconstitutional on its face, because if they can make you buy health care, then the federal government can do anything. And speaking of doing anything, it isn't up on PrisonPlanet.com yet, but Watson called me this morning, and it's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.com very, very soon, and you better believe we're going to cover it here. I know it's old news for this audience, but it's new news that they're actually rolling it out. The TSA, via the Viper teams, is establishing warrantless checkpoints on major highways all over the United States and rolling out nationwide a full federal power grab of the infrastructure of the country, a power grab of the right to travel, the right of passage, the right to engage in commerce, a brazen violation of the 10th Amendment, states' rights, and the 4th Amendment. We've got video reports of police in ski masks running random checkpoints all over the country, pulling people out of their cars. This is tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We're going to be getting into the record cold temperatures and record in at least the last 4 decades of the media's reporting snowfall over much of the United States, and that huge blanket of snow burying the East Coast has been buried now at least 3 times in the last 2 months. And incredibly, the media is spinning this that it's carbon dioxide that's causing it and that it's humans. This is global warming, supposedly, that is coming up. Also, we're going to be getting into this later in the hour. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. Absolute, complete, classical tyranny, the seizure of infrastructure, but they will not control our southern and northern borders. They have never completed even small parts of the border fence, and of course they canceled and never really began constructing. It was all show, the virtual fence. Meanwhile, Henry Kissinger, this video from Bloomberg is up at PrisonPlanet.com. Kissinger on Egypt unrest, this is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that is to be played out. So we're going to be getting into that as well. But getting first into Chuckie Schumer. Now, this is a U.S. senator. Before that, a member of the House of Representatives. This is a guy who is very smart and no doubt knows that the three branches of government, as any five-year-old should know, are executive, legislative, and judicial. The executive is the president. The legislative is the House and Senate. And, of course, the judicial is the courts. But he says that they've got to get the three branches of government together when he was on CNN a few days ago. They've got to get the three branches of government together. And what are those three branches? The House, the Senate, and the President. Well, that's only two branches. He counts the legislative as two. So incredible. And he knows what he's doing. They just engage in this type of baloney, just like parrots for decades. They say we're a democracy. In a democracy, if 51% of the American people vote to take the other 49% of the people's property and put you in slave camps, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to take your guns, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to merge with China, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to put carbon taxes on everyone, it happens. In a republic, a constitutional republic that our country has been the model of worldwide in the last 235 years, the model of liberty, you have basic liberties to private property, the Second Amendment, the right to travel, the federal government isn't allowed to take over society. It only has three powers, and those are limited, Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And so it's so fundamental when they tell you that we're a democracy, as Benjamin Franklin said, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If there were two wolves and a sheep and they sat down and said, what's going to be for dinner? The two wolves would outvote the sheep and they would eat the sheep. But in a republic, the sheep is protected. But now in this quasi fake mob rule, the system hypes up the dumbed down masses and gets them to feel entitled and to go along with an agenda of free health care. Remember all the Obama supporters? Oh, thank you, Mr. President, right after you got elected. I won't have to buy health care anymore. I won't have to have a house payment. I won't have to have a car payment. Oh, thank you, Mr. Remember all of them falling down, fainting everywhere? Well, we're 2 years into this nightmare. Did you get all the free goodies you were looking for? Again, the founding fathers warned of the dangers of the howling mob. Once Rome fell from being a republic to being run by the Caesar, he began to give welfare to the mob. He began to employ the street gangs. He began to hire through successive kings, Caesars, rulers, Kaisers. And you know what Rome turned into? We know where this goes. We know. You go to Egypt. If you don't have the government's stamp, you don't get to have a business. This isn't what a free society looks like. And I know I keep repeating that, but it's amazing. Here is Chuckie Schumer telling everybody the three branches of government are the House, the Senate, and the President. And there's no way he didn't know what he was doing. Here it is.
To get Social Security checks, he can't fund the military. But ultimately, it risks the credit markets. They are getting wary because of the large debt we have, which we have to get down. But if they feel that people are willing to shut down the government, you could risk the credit markets really losing some confidence in the United States Treasury, and that could create a deeper recession than we had over the last several years, God forbid, even a depression. So I would urge my Republican colleagues, no matter how strongly they feel, you know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a President, and all three of us are going to have to come together and give some. But it is playing with fire to risk the shutting down of the government, just as it is playing with fire to risk not paying the debt.
Okay. Yeah, playing with fire. This is all part of their disinformation campaign. Now, this next clip is also from CNN. And first, let me get into this news. It's a prelude to what we're about to play. This is out of AFP. Senators vow to strip Obama climate power. Well, they have to, because he's illegitimately, through the Environmental Protection Agency, implementing the Kyoto UN Treaty Protocol, which is selective only on Western Europe, Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S., to slap giant 20% taxes to begin with in phase one on all of our power plants, coal-fired, natural gas, you name it. And more than half our power is generated by coal. Now, China's building 2 to 3 a week. We're only allowed to build 2 a year under federal permitting. Now, what has Obama done? He's come into Texas a month ago and seized power plants in a regulatory order, demanding that they either reduce output or pay higher taxes. No law behind that. The president is just doing it, just like they're doing so many other things that are unconstitutional. And conservative senators vowed to strip President Obama of his power to regulate greenhouse gases in a move that would cripple U.S. efforts on climate change if successful. Gotta love how the news just reports climate change. See, it was global warming, now it's change. And they tell school kids when it gets cold, it's global warming. When it gets hot, it's global warming. Now they've shifted into climate change. We always have climate change. They've had several mini ice ages in the last 10,000 years. That's confirmed by the ice core samples. It's the sun that drives it and moon cycles, because the moon controlling the ocean tides and also blocking or not blocking, depending on where it is, solar winds. It's the winds of space and the sun and these energies that ionize the atmosphere that create the aurora borealis. But the UN, back in 2009, about a year and 2 months ago, announced at the summit in Copenhagen, they had a declaration and said the sun has no effect on climate, because all these scientific bodies and scientists were bringing in petitions saying it's the sun, humans have almost no effect, it's the sun, carbon dioxide's a life-giving gas that then plants respirate from and give off oxygen. And so they had a confab, a conclave, and said, we find that the sun has no effect on climate change. That'd be like the Pope 600 years ago saying, we find that the Earth is the center of the universe and the sun orbits the Earth. We find the Earth is flat. We find the moon is made of Swiss cheese. They actually found that the Earth was flat and that the Earth was not the, and the Earth was the center of the universe. They didn't find it was made of Swiss cheese, but they might as well. We find at this conference of cardinals that the Earth is flat, and anyone who says otherwise will be burned at the stake. And the UN says, we find at this meeting that the sun has no effect on the climate of the Earth. We said so. It's humans' fault. Pay us taxes. Let us regulate and decide who can have businesses and factories, or we'll shut you down. The oceans will rise, and everyone will die immediately. but continuing here, blizzard, ice storm, nasty cold weather aimed at Midwest, the East. They're reporting in the news, storm could be one of the worst on record, dumping feet of snow. I was just reading that of all things, Midwestern airports are shut down, not just Eastern airports. All of this is going on. And what does National News report? They have different scientific groups on with no proof, no facts, and they can't even say it with a straight face. If you can't see this video because you're listening on the radio, I've asked Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson on Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com to post the video that we're about to play. But here's the reporter talking about the record cold weather and everything, and they cut to the so-called scientist who has to contain herself to not laugh, and looks like she's been caught with her hand in the cookie jar. I mean, it looks like when I come around the corner and my son's acting suspicious, and I go, what's going on? I go, what do you got in your pockets? You got up in the cupboard and got extra cookies before dinner? And he's like, yeah. I mean, she looks just like my son when I catch him, because he's the only one that can climb all the way up the top of the pantry and get the cookies out, where my wife keeps the sweets for treats. I mean, just absolutely guilty of sin, like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird in his mouth with the feathers sticking out, and they just tell us, oh, it's the carbon is driving unnatural weather. Yes, folks, if you read the accounts, there have been times in the colonies and times since then when entire rivers that haven't been frozen since have been frozen. There were times where it was so cold in England, if you go back 350, 400 years ago, they call it the Little Ice Age, where for years the Thames River that hasn't been frozen over since would be frozen as hard as a rock and no ships could come in around the clock, not just in the winter, but for an entire year or more, frozen. Frozen solid, because there are many cycles. And even scientists then, with their telescopes, found a correlation between cold weather and there not being sunspots. Because what are sunspots? When the sun heats up and puts off more radiation, you see sunspots, because those are really giant explosions out into space, in some cases tens of thousands of times the size of the Earth. So you better believe when the sun's exploding and heating up and shooting off these giant coronal ejections, that that's going to affect our weather. But the UN has said it does not affect it. No. And if you pay a carbon indulgence to Al Gore, he will wave his magic pixie wand like Tinkerbell and will fix all of the problems. Because remember, under Kyoto, China, India, Mexico, the list goes on and on, over 160 other countries have to make zero cuts. Zero. So where is the industry going to go? They're going to go there, where there's not all those taxes. And where do the globalists own and have the sweetheart deals with the third world dictators? Those third world countries. So their businesses, the globalist factories, get to operate unfettered, and anyone else who doesn't have the inside track, just like with Obama, you don't pay him campaign money, you don't get the waiver on health care. He waves the magic Al Gore, pixie wand, and everything's okay. This is classic brazen tyranny, where you've got to lick the boot of the government and pay them the indulgences, and then you're allowed to operate. So let's go ahead and play this amazing clip from CNN where they're telling us this cold weather is a response to the global warming, the climate change, the carbon dioxide, all this carbon, that's what's causing it. Here it is.
So why are we getting so much snow? Well, joining me now from Washington, D.C. is climate scientist Brenda Esverzel with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
Do people kind of glare at you these days or what is that? I mean, you know, if we take a look at these snow totals so far, we've got a graphic here. So far this winter, New York City has gotten 56.1 inches. We usually get about 22. Look at Boston's gotten 60.3 inches. Their average is almost 42. Philly already seeing almost 38 inches. Their average is closer to 20. What is going on?
Okay, what's really going on is that we are overloading the atmosphere with extra carbon, which is trapping extra heat because we burn lots of coal and oil. And so what this is doing is turbocharging weather patterns. So what we see is that in the spring and the summer, in places where it rains, we are recording much heavier rainfall. And in the summer, in the wintertime, we are also recording much heavier snowstorms. In other words, climate change is creating a new normal of weather extremes, and we have to plan for this and prepare our snow removal budgets for such a.
Okay, so it goes on from there, and I got that confused because I saw a similar CNN clip where they're saying the same thing. That was MSNBC, and you look at her almost laughing the entire time. So the reporter comes in like, boy, you global warming alarmists from the concerned, you know, scientist group, is this discrediting you? And she's like, no, ha ha, it's the carbon is causing more extreme weather. And when they have tornadoes, they get on the local news and say climate change. We've always had tornadoes. There's always extreme climate going on in the thousands of microclimates around the world. There have been so many cases, it's on record, of blizzard after blizzard after blizzard after blizzard after blizzard. So you've got to love this spin. They go from 3 years ago saying we're not going to have snow anymore. You saw the headline, snowless winters. We'll never see another white Christmas in the U.S. Global warming, Al Gore said 7 years ago that within 7 years, and now that time is up, that we would see the sea levels rise and gobble up New York and San Diego and San Francisco. And now he said again last year, again, within 7 years, it would happen again. And no one calls them on it. So now they've shifted. Remember, early last year, we got a internal memo, the New York Times reported on it, from the White House saying, nobody's buying global warming anymore. We got to call it climate change. And that's the new term. And so whatever it is, they can claim that if it gets hotter, it's global warming. You know, if it gets hotter some summer, or if it gets colder in the summer, or colder in the winter, or hotter in the winter. No matter what the weather is, they are going to save you. And we've got to get ready with our budgets, you know, so that we can dig out of the new ice age caused by the global warming. And remember the day after tomorrow that came out about a decade ago? They kind of hedged their bets with that movie where the global warming causes a global freeze. So they're really hedging their bets. If you go back to the 70s, John P. Holdren and others in the UN said that we were going to have an ice age by 1990. It was going to be devastating because of carbon dioxide. And then that didn't happen. So by the late 80s, they said, no. Now it's global warming. And then they said, well, people are going to wake up to that. And they said, well, we'll just go ahead and hedge our bets and say no matter what happens, humans did it. Okay, I want to get into the situation with the TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. And that report by Paul Joseph Watson is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar-powered generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If this show acclimates you to the New World Order, then it's helping the globalist. But I believe, and I know, that people can consciously, from an unemotional view, realize what's happening and stand up against it. But if we talk about government plans to push implantable microchips on the elderly, on prisoners for years, and then the media starts actually pushing it, in a way it almost just conditions people to accept it. Even though we don't like it, it becomes a foregone conclusion. And it's the same thing with the TSA. I remember, as I've said 150 times probably, Governor Ridge on C-SPAN in 2002, before Homeland Security even got a cabinet position and congressional funding, saying you're going to have a federal ID card to work, we're going to have federal security guards on every street corner, we're going to have checkpoints, you're going to have an internal passport to travel. And I remember them talking about that. Now they admit, with the real ID, a few years ago they tried to threaten the states and said, if you don't implement a federally issued and controlled ID card to the state level, we are going to not let you enter national parks or get on airplanes. So it's the seizure of commerce and travel, the right to be mobile. That's a bedrock, keystone, or cornerstone to any oppressive system, to any despotism. I mean, it's one of the things they've got to have. And so now we see TSA, PSA saying, the TSA can't always be there, but we'll try, like at football games. And it shows TSA at a Buccaneers football game. And it shows them at hotels. And it shows the TSA at malls searching people. And they're at train stations and bus stations. And so they're phasing this in. And it's a violation of the Tenth Amendment. It's a violation of states' rights. It's a violation of your Fourth Amendment. And Watson has another article of, you know, cops running around in ski masks warrantlessly in Alabama on a highway, just pulling people off into a parking lot and searching them. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that that's the sign of a banana republic, third world despotic system. And now Watson has this article where the TSA is announcing. And again, media isn't reporting on this. We're getting this from TSA announcements. We're getting this from trucking companies getting their drivers ready for it, where they have mobile X-ray trucks. They're using the Army. We have a link to a Fox News report on that from last year. And they just, in the middle of the country, from Tennessee to New York, from Michigan to California, they'll have Marines, they'll have Army, they'll have Border Patrol there, and they just... Well, you remember a year and a half ago in Tennessee, this happened, and the governor said, you can't do that without my permission, and they just said, we're going to do what we want. That's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I mean, this is all going on, and it's not getting a lot of attention, and it's so incredible. I mean, when Hosni Mubarak rolled federal troops out all over Egypt, people went, whoa, that's martial law. They're setting up checkpoints in Egypt. They put an internet kill switch in Egypt. Oh, my goodness gracious, this is tyranny. But, oh, we're getting an internet kill switch, and the feds are quietly rolling out, putting up telescreens saying, spy on your neighbors. It's no big deal. We've got to point out how this is wrong. We've got to get courts moving against it, like they're moving against government health care, like the states and courts are moving against the carbon taxes. It's all illegal. I mean, on its face, it's illegal. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. The TSA has announced its intention to expand the Viper program to include roadside inspections of commercial vehicles, setting up a framework and a network of internal checkpoints, and rolling out security procedures already active in airports, bus terminals, and subway stations. You know, warrantless bags checks to roads and highways across the U.S. And they go on to admit that they will then phase it into general traffic. What are you going to do with your family? You say you won't fly to get away from them? Oh, no.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.